This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We begin today, as we have every day this week, with a shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, that killed 7 people, wounded more than 30, and left untold others emotionally scarred. Authorities say a 21-year-old man used a military-style semi-automatic rifle to fire more than 70 rounds into a crowd of people watching an Independence Day parade. Today we're going to focus on the victims of this tragedy. Those killed were Kevin and Irina McCarthy, ages 37 and 35, a married couple from Highland Park. Their 2-year-old son had been shielded by his father, and now he's been left an orphan. Stephen Strauss, age 88, of Highland Park, loves staying active and engaged in his community. He is survived by his brother, wife, son, and 4 grandchildren. Catherine Goldstein, age 64, of Highland Park, attended the parade with one of her daughters, who said her mother waved at each float that passed by. Catherine is survived by her husband and 2 daughters. Jacqueline Sundheim, age 63, of Highland Park, went by Jackie and worked at her synagogue for decades, once teaching preschoolers and coordinating bar and bat mitzvah ceremonies. Jackie is survived by her husband and daughter. Nicholas Toledo Zaragoza, 78, of Morelos, Mexico, spent his final days visiting with his children, grandchildren, and extended family in Highland Park. His granddaughter described him as a loving man, creative, adventurous, and funny. Eduardo Uvaldo, age 69, of Waukegan, Illinois, was a husband, a father, and a grandfather who originally emigrated to the U.S. from Nuevo León, Mexico. The Highland Park Independence Day Parade was an annual tradition for his family. The shooting is prompting communities and organizations to come together to mourn the loss of family, friends, and neighbors, and to offer a helping hand to everyone affected by the gun violence that has marred yet another aspect of what used to be ordinary American life. Joining us now to talk more about this response is Scott Bauer, founder of the Laurie S. Bauer Foundation for Sudden Loss. Scott, thank you for being here today.
Of course.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number to call is 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. How are you processing what happened in Highland Park? How are you helping out? Do you feel motivated to do something in the aftermath of this tragedy? 800-222-9455. Scott, as I mentioned, you're the founder of the Laurie S. Bauer Foundation for Sudden Loss. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Sure. So back in January of 2011, my wife, who was 43 years old, passed away suddenly right in front of me and my 3 boys. She was not sick. She was a perfect model of health, worked out all the time. She had a sudden heart arrhythmia that nobody had known about. It was genetic. And it was sudden, literally, I mean, just in a second. So in the aftermath, I was looking for help, most importantly for my kids, and really found that in, you know, there was nothing out there specific to dealing with children's grief. So fortunately, myself, my kids had amazing, amazing support, not just from our family, but from friends, from the community, which most people don't have. Most people that experience trauma, some sort of grief, they can't rely on, you know, resources in the community. So together with family and friends, we started our foundation with the goal of being able to help grieving children. We didn't really know what we were going to do at the time. We just knew that that was our goal. And we have built this up now into an organization where we have 2 children's grief centers in the Chicago area. One of them happens to be located in Deerfield, Illinois, which is kind of the sister city right next door to Highland Park. The other one is in Evanston, Illinois. And we have licensed clinical therapists who specialize in dealing with children's grief. And we don't charge. We don't charge. Every expense is underwritten by our foundation. So if somebody comes in and you know, they don't have, literally don't have any money, we will accept insurance, but we do not charge outside of that. So, you know, we have built this up over the last 10 years or so, and we now see about 2,000 sessions a year that increased during the COVID period because there was different kind of loss, more so than we had seen before. But, you know, we deal with children and their families who have experienced loss through death, divorce, abandonment, incarceration, and then tragically an event like this.
What are the unique difficulties for somebody grieving with sudden loss as opposed to, I guess, you know, a gradual or something that someone can prepare for a little bit more?
Well, I think overall, there is no textbook. There is no playbook to deal with grief, right? So anybody that says, okay, it's time to get over it, it's time to move on, that's not right. Everybody processes and deals with grief differently. And our therapists are there to help kids and their families just navigate that process, whether it's a matter of weeks, months, or even years. And it takes a long time. So every case is unique. Every case is individual. Nobody's circumstance is the exact same. And so it's really just our goal to be there and support and help them navigate, get back to some sense of normalcy in their lives.
What was your reaction when you first heard about the shooting in Highland Park?
Probably similar to everybody else's. I mean, I actually live about 6 minutes away from Highland Park as well. It's one of those things, I think, where naturally you think, how could this happen here, right? We've all become numb and somewhat desensitized to this happening elsewhere because, unfortunately, it happens way too much. But to think of that it happened in our own backyard, in our own neighborhood, to people that we know, disbelief. And then obviously the shock and the anger and the grief starts setting in. And, you know, like many of the people's reactions, it was, how could it happen here?
I want to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We've been speaking with Scott Bauer, founder of the Laurie S. Bauer Foundation for Sudden Loss. And I want to bring another voice into our conversation now. Laura Rodriguez Presa is a reporter at the Chicago Tribune, and she has been covering some of the survivors, the victims' families of the tragedy in Highland Park. Laura, welcome to the 21st show. Thank you for making time to be with us.
Hi. Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
What has been the focus of your reporting in the days since the shooting?
Yeah, so I've really been focusing on the two Mexican immigrants that were victims of this massacre. The two Mexican grandfathers, ironically, both of them were with their families. They were both the patriarchs of the families. And unfortunately, they both had grandchildren and great-grandchildren and, you know, their children there. So it's been even, you know, for myself, difficult to try to even get to talk to them in such painful time.
Yeah, well, let's take them in turn. We'll begin with Eduardo Yovaldo of Waukegan, Illinois. He succumbed to his injuries a day after the shooting at Evanston Hospital. He was the seventh victim. What else can you tell us about him other than that he was a grandfather?
Yes. Yeah, so Don Eduardo, he actually, him and his family are from Nuevo León, Mexico, and they actually lived in Waukegan. The family friend that spoke to us, because his daughters and children were, you know, wife or just wouldn't be able to talk to us, they actually started going to that parade only a few years ago with their grandchildren. So they drove about 20, 30 minutes out there. And they were a very, very united family. And, you know, from what the friend tells us is that he was a very loving grandfather that loved to enjoy, especially those days with the grandchildren. And it's something that a lot of Mexican Americans like to do, particularly 4th of July, you know, celebrate the country that has allowed them to grow and establish a family here.
And I read he was married for 50 years, four daughters, and his wife, Maria, and grandson were also injured in the attack. How are they doing?
Yeah, the family tells us they're doing well. The Maria, his wife, she was injured with fragments of some of the bullets and stuff passing by. And the grandson got a shot in the arm, but they were both doing well soon after. They're recovering well, but obviously he didn't make it, and it's something that they had to deal with from the very beginning, from what the family friend tells us, since immediately after they were taken to the hospital, they were told that the injuries were very critical. So the family was already facing a very difficult decision from day one. And it was just for them, she says, agonizing to wait and see what was going to happen, right? And it happened pretty quickly, only a day after.
You've also written about Nicolas Toledo Zaragoza of Morelos, Mexico. What have members of his family conveyed about their patriarch?
So we actually didn't get to speak to the members of the family. When we talked to them, they had already given that night of the shooting, they gave very raw interviews of everything they lived through and how they saw. And both families actually had another family member try to protect them. So they said that it was very traumatizing. And when we spoke to them on Tuesday, they just said that they weren't willing to speak about it anymore. They're very in so much pain. And what they all saw everything that happened. There was about 15 members of their family at the parade, and they had been going to the parade for almost a decade.
When, or I should say, where is Mr. Toledo Zaragoza going to be laid to rest?
Yeah, they're going to take him to his hometown in Morelos, Mexico. The Mexican General Consulate is helping them to handle that process. They're providing the family financial and legal support, because taking a member remains back to Mexico, it's a very difficult and expensive process. We're not sure yet if there's going to be family traveling down there, but we do know that there is a wake happening here before his remains are taken back to his hometown, where he had been living since he retired after living in the Highland Park area through his youth.
Scott Bauer, I want to bring you back into the conversation now. What is the foundation specifically looking to do to help those who have been affected by the shooting?
Sure. So we have already started meeting with a few of the affected families, both one-on-one and in a group with members of the family. We also have started meeting with local businesses in Highland Park whose employees were either at the parade, know people that were at the parade, and are just scared. And our grief counselors have already been, put into action to start this healing process. We are getting, as many other organizations are as well, our phones are ringing off the hook. Fortunately, we're here. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, right? We don't want to do the work we're doing, but we want to do the work we're doing. Fortunately, we are one of the go-to resources in this area, in the Highland Park, Deerfield area. People know about us. So again, our therapists have already started meeting with children, with families and local businesses, and we will continue to go to do so as this evolves. We probably will be looking to create some ongoing grief groups, whether they are for children or adults or teenagers, whomever that may be. But again, the fact that we are literally located kind of right at the epicenter of where this happened, we have this connection, this natural connection to the community.
Briefly, if people listening want to support the work of the foundation, how can they learn more and do that?
Sure. So it's the Lori Bauer Foundation for Sudden Loss. The website is actually Tulips, like the flower, TULIPS, for Lori, LAURI. That was my wife's name, .org. So tulipsforlori.org. That's the website. You can find us on Facebook at the Lori S. Bauer Foundation for Sudden Loss. On Twitter and Instagram, it's sure. Tulips for Lori. And we are, we've been here and we continue, we'll continue to be here for the community and help in any way that we can.
And Laura Rodriguez Presa of the Chicago mm-hmm. Tribune, if people want to support briefly the families of Nicolas Toledo, Eduardo Uvaldo, what can they do there?
Yeah, they both have set up a GoFundMe page. There are links in our articles on ChicagoTribune.com. So that's some of the ways that the people are able to financially support the family.
Okay. Laura Rodriguez Presa is with the Chicago Tribune. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing your reporting with us today on the 21st show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And also Scott Bauer is the founder and head of the Lori S. Bauer Foundation for Sudden Loss. Scott, thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you very much.
More to come on the 21st show. Stay with us.
Support for the 21st comes from The Land Connection, featuring an online course for farm businesses on launching a cottage food or value-added enterprise. The course covers risk, marketing, sales strategies, and more. Full details and registration at thelandconnection.org.